This is American Family News. I'm Robert Thornton. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth directed the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group to the Caribbean to combat narco-terrorism in the region. Here's Fox's Jennifer Griffin with more.
The Pentagon has been reallocating assets from the Middle East and Pacific, moving warships to the Caribbean since August in what looks like a major military buildup for what many fear is an undeclared war. The Pentagon announced that it is sending the USS Gerald R. Ford Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to the Southern Command region to help with counter-narcotics efforts. The Ford Strike Group right now is currently in the Mediterranean and will take at least 2 weeks to get there. This is the first time that the U.S. military will not have a carrier in the Middle East.
President Trump argued that the U.S. does not need a declaration of war as the bombing of vessels in the Caribbean Sea and Pacific Ocean continues. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty today to federal charges accusing her of lying on mortgage papers to secure favorable loan terms. James was indicted earlier this month on charges of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution in connection with a 2020 home purchase in Norfolk, Virginia. Conservative activists have differing opinions about the idea of using the nuclear option to end the government shutdown. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
The government shutdown continues with no end in sight. On Thursday, Republicans attempted to pass a bill that would pay federal employees, military members, and contractors who have continued to work during the shutdown. But that measure, known as the Shutdown Fairness Act, was also subject to the 60-vote threshold for passage, and Democrats also voted it down. As we have reported on AFN, some lawmakers and political observers have suggested that the Republicans ditch the filibuster and reopen the government with a simple majority. Gary Bauer is chairman of the Campaign for Working Families.
I think it would be a terrible mistake to get rid of what's called the nuclear option. If they did that, then not if, but when the Democrats get a 51-seat majority in the Senate again, and a Democrat president, they will do every nightmarish thing we can possibly imagine. So I don't believe that's an option that we can utilize without paying a terrible price later.
Robert Nunn is a conservative columnist for The Washington Times. He thinks Thune should keep the option on the table.
The best idea may be for Majority Leader Thune to just say, look, we're using the nuclear option the way Harry Reid did when the Democrats were running things, and just go ahead and pass on a majority vote. The idea that somehow if the Republicans do this, gosh, down the road the Democrats might do it, they've already shown they're willing to do that. So I don't know what they're afraid of.
Thune has been steadfast in refusing to ditch the filibuster, so the end of the shutdown appears nowhere in sight. I'm Chad Groening.
Albania has proposed a gender equality bill that opens the door to so-called multiple genders. Akil Pano is an Albanian pastor and joined Washington Watch.
A bill that is aiming to radically transform our culture, undermine personal freedom, alter language, law, tradition, introduce gender ideology into our schools, erode the moral foundations of the family, and push society towards the woke ideology.
He said it's much like what happened in the U.S. during the Biden-Harris administration.
Now, the socialist government in Albania, in one way, is trying to justify the—sorry to say it in this way—but the American taxpayers' money that came in Albania through the Open Society Foundation through the last years, now they are aiming to push further this agenda in Albania. But it looks like one of the most faithful friends of the George Soros family, which happens to be the president, prime minister of Albania, is trying to remain faithful to the agenda and is trying to push further this bill in our parliament.
Pano said about 99% of Albanians are against the measure. Some will need an umbrella this weekend. Texas and Oklahoma could have strong and severe storms today and tonight. Flash flooding, hail, and even a few tornadoes are possible. Fox Weather says the threat shifts to the Ark-La-Tex region tomorrow, bringing an increased risk of flash flooding. So the heaviest rain will occur Saturday afternoon in East Texas and western Louisiana. Find more news at AFN.net.